WWGH Radio. As much as we want to hear Patch Adams and Scott Spears, it is time for the Adam Lepp Radio Extravaganza, also known as the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Program. We may have a couple special guests in the studio today, and I do thank you for listening. I can assure you that your eardrums and your brain cells will certainly be very thankful, because that's how we roll here at the Talking Place. Current time about 17 minutes after the hour of 2 in the p.m. On this program, we talk about today's top and trendy technology topics. We take your telephone calls, and you can give me a call about the topic of your choice. It can be about technology, computers, smartphones, not-so-smartphones, or whatever your pleasure might be. Phone number is 740-383-WWGH, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to play Stump the DJ, that's one of my favorite things to do. You can call and ask me a question about music, albums, artists, song lyrics from between 1973 and 1987. Maybe sing a few bars of a favorite tune. Ask me who sings a song. Ask me the most common songs, most commonly played or highest charted songs from a particular musician, artist, or group. Perhaps you want to ask me what songs come from a certain album, or maybe ask me to sing a few bars of a song of your choice. There are many ways to play Stump the DJ. I'm still mourning the passing of one of the greatest musicians of my lifetime, Mr. Billy Joe, or BJ Thomas, passing away in his late 70s from cancer. Very saddened, as I was a huge fan. He transcended so many different musical formats, as many of my favorite musicians from the 70s did. He put a country feel on soft rock pop, as well as added some R&B and soulful notes to the myriad of tunes that he wrote and performed. Cool thing about B.J. Thomas also is one of his biggest hits, Hooked on a Feeling, was covered by Blue Swede, and the Blue Swede version is very different from the B.J. Thomas version. But just on a personal note, that's one of a few songs where there have been a remake, and I've kind of had to decide, do I like the remake better than the original? Because they are so different, and having played both of those tunes live on the air, of course on a 45 and on a turntable, it's kind of hard to say, because I enjoyed both, and I will certainly admit that I turned the volume up in both cases and certainly sang along. And definitely missed Mr. B.J. Thomas and his legacy on many of these 70s artists that I like who have mixed country with other genres of music, be it Ann Murray, early music from Olivia Newton-John, of course, Kenny Rogers, Ronnie Millsap, definitely influenced by B.J.'s music, and saddened. One tribute that I've been doing is performing his songs at karaoke. I can't say I have the voice that he does, but I certainly enjoy the music and try to put as much heart and soul into it as possible. You can call me again, talk about your favorite musicians, groups, soloists, try to stump the DJ, ask a technology question. Of course, we can talk about politics, about baseball season, football season coming up before you know it, the weather, which certainly has been a bit of a fluctuating animal the last couple weeks. In an upcoming news story, apparently at 12:01 a.m., it'll be June 2nd, which means that the mask mandate and other directives from the governor will go the way of the hula hoop and the pet rock. If you agree with me that that's a very good news item, please call and tell me. Or if you don't think it's a good idea, or maybe you'd like to do a different kind of a transition into a post-pandemic world, please let me know. All opinions are appreciated, regardless of whether or not they are the same as my opinion. In fact, if everybody agreed, the world would be a very boring place. And right now, the world is, I would say it's fairly exciting. 740-383-9944. Those are the digits. And last but not least, if you are a Facebook person, you can go ahead and see me do the show live on Facebook video. How about that? I'm under Adam Lepp in Ohio, or Adam the Computer Guy. That's where you find me. If you're not already a friend, I'm a pretty friendly guy, so feel free to request my friendship. And You are welcome to view the video of this show as well as most of the shows that I perform live here in the great studio on the near south side of Marion at the Talking Place. We're going to bring to the microphone Mr. Zachary Fuller. We just call him Zach, or sometimes Zach of all trades. A lot easier than trying to go through an entire name. He's been doing so many things around the station. The task that he is most familiar with from a day-to-day standpoint is he is our weatherman, as he talks about this weather, which sometimes can go from almost winter into spring into summer, and like I did yesterday, almost back into a transitional season in the course of 12 hours. So as we round out a new month here at the Talking Place, the year being about 5/12 over, how you doing out there, Mr. Zach?
There we go. Doing pretty good today. We got word this morning that cicadas are coming up in Marion County, just west of Green Camp this morning. So the cicadas are here. We're going to have a lot of fun with those, I guess. They're going to start making a lot of noise here soon.
Now, the cicadas have been a big news story. So west of Green Camp, as you know, another topic that I'm very adept at is geography. So that would be the southwestern part of the county, into maybe the Marysville area, northeastern Union. The county is starting with a U, where they make the Hondas.
Right, Union County.
That county. Yeah. So kind of in that neck of the woods. Are they moving in a northeastern direction? Like if I were to open up the door right now, would I see these cicadas chirping and kind of wishing they were on the radio instead of me?
You may end up hearing them here shortly, but I very highly doubt they're going to be showing up if we open up the door right now.
Okay, but they might be at some time in the near future.
Now,
Zach, yesterday the weather, I don't know what it was like here. I was at a friend's house on the south side of Columbus, so it was kind of like twice as far away as I live from the station. But it seemed like when I woke up, the temperature was low 40s, and I did check the weather on the internet, on my phone. Almost turned the heat on, but then I saw the high was going to be mid-70s, so that would be kind of pointless. I can be cool for an hour or two before it warms up. And sure enough, it did. It was upper 70s in the early afternoon. Then while I was at my friend's house, I purposely wore my baseball cap and my sunglasses, thinking I'd be out in the sun and the heat. It seemed to be getting cooler and cooler. We had a cool breeze, and it was overcast, and didn't look like it was going to rain. It was a transition from the way it was earlier in the day. And normally, this time of the year, with the sun setting almost at 9 p.m., you don't see that cooling until 8 to 8:30, not at 4. Now, it may have been a little different here, as there are some called microclimatic differences, but did you kind of see that almost winter to spring to summer, back to a cool spring afternoon, all in the course of one day? And as our resident weather aficionado and guru, might we expect more of that weather, or now that we're in June, we're going to see a summer pattern until at least Labor Day?
Well, some of the meteorologists are actually calling for warmer temperatures actually starting next week, whereas temperatures could see highs near the mid to upper 80s beginning next week. We could even see some excessive heat within the week next week. As far as this week, we're kind of gradually getting warmer. We do have some rain that's supposed to be moving through the area. And going back to, you were saying you were in South Columbus, and this goes to show how different our weather patterns can be. Down in Columbus, you said you had cooler temperatures in the morning, and it was kind of gradually.
Yeah, and you would think as you go south, it would be warmer. I mean, he lives, it's near southeast side, not like Canal Winchester, but I mean southeast of downtown. I mean, it's as the crow flies, at least 10 miles south of my house, and you might expect a degree or two difference. Plus, being near downtown, you get the ground clutter.
Right.
As I live kind of suburban, and then here it's kind of between. I would say it's more urban here, but not as urban as if you go a mile toward the center of town. So those microclimatic, I can say that, but I can't say union. But it's actually an easier word. Those microclimatic.
That's the word.
Yeah, that's the word. Those differences are kind of fascinating. Now, certainly in places like Nevada, where the elevation plays such a role in the weather. Yeah. Alaska, parts of Vermont, where you could kind of be in a valley or be at the top of a hill or be in a city where you're in a valley. And then suddenly you go 20 miles out of town, and it was raining in 50, and then it's snowing in 25. We don't have those extremes here, but you can see some differences, plus the fog. Columbus can get some fog. Ohio is one of the cloudiest states. Ohio and northwestern West Virginia, I believe, are two of the on a year-by-year basis, the cloudiest, most overcast areas. And it is a bit seasonal. And we're kind of transitioning into that summer weather pattern.
Yep.
And I think you'd agree that oftentimes the nicest part of the year is the late summer, where it's not quite as hot and we get less precipitation. Often September is the nicest month because we see it as dry. The air just seems cleaner for some reason, and it's still quite warm.
Yeah.
I mean, September, certainly in this area, you're not likely to see any frost, but you might in some outlying areas. And it does vary enough just to make it interesting. So we almost had that yesterday.
Yeah, you know, and I had some of my weather friends actually tell me that down by Richwood, which is Union County, they actually got some rain yesterday.
It looked like it might have rained, but it was just like this kind of overcast. Mm-hmm. It's the wind, Zach. It's just that cool wind you sometimes see.
I don't think it's the wind. I think we, here in Ohio, we call that Ohio weather.
Changeable.
It's changeable. You know, it was cooler down in Columbus. We had the rain that kind of came through on the south end of the county. And then yesterday, you know, here in the city of Marion, we actually had decent weather. You know, we were shorts, t-shirts, you know, took the kids to the park for a picnic so that they can kind of enjoy some Memorial Day fun. But, I mean, it ultimately depends on where you're located in the county. You know, Marion County is kind of divided up in areas, especially when it comes to flood warnings. You know, we typically see those more at the LaRue area or the Prospect area, whereas here in Marion, we don't typically see them too often here in the city of Marion unless we get some flash flooding. But
yeah, the microclimatic differences, I just love that word now that I've pronounced it properly, and it right. kind of rolls off your tongue. So, Zach, the microclimatic differences in Marion are a lot more than people might think.
Exactly.
That is kind of fascinating, because it is a big and diverse county, even with the cicadas, that they're kind of between here and Marysville, and then northeast Marion. It's also a little hillier, I believe, is the Mount Gilead area, which is just not too far to our east. That gets into some of the highest elevations. And we used to, at my ski club, we used to go to the Salt Fork, it's called the ski area by Mansfield. So mm-hmm. the elevation gets higher, and that affects it also. I mean, not like you would see in Colorado or Vermont or in Nevada, but there is some. And even the cicadas may favor a certain area.
Exactly.
But yesterday, and you know, you think, okay, you go south, it's going to be warmer. In Columbus, it's big, it's got a lot of ground clutter. But once you leave the immediate downtown area and there's no skyscrapers to shield you, you might suddenly find it's cooler than it was when you go north. And also kind of, I note too, is that the southeastern part of the state gets more precipitation than other parts of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you see the weather, and this might be in October, they're scheduled to get precipitation and cooler weather, maybe even some snow mixed in, and it's a little warmer in the flatter areas, even if they're to the north.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of fascinating. It's not just north and south, it's terrain, obviously ground clutter, how much humidity you are subject to receive.
Yeah.
But all in all, it does average. I mean, all other things being equal, Marion's going to be a degree or two cooler than Columbus. Cincinnati's about 2 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that Cincinnati doesn't get snow one day, and Marion, you're looking what kind of which pair of shorts you want to wear.
Exactly.
So we are talking to Zach Fuller here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program about the weather, about the cicadas, and other things that might tickle our fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zach, I've been told that I age pretty well. Don't really worry about how old I am because the number is kind of high. But do I sound a little older today? Just a little teeny bit. Do I sound older?
A little bit older.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go younger.
Yeah, yeah, I could.
I think you sound a little bit younger.
A little younger.
We'll go that way.
Because my mom used to do that. She would kind of reverse her age, so you never quite knew.
You know, what was funny was yesterday, a friend of mine was actually helping me move some stuff over to our house, and he looks at me and he says, "Oh, my back, I'm hurting." And I turned and looked at him and I said, "And how old are you?" And he said, "I'm only 24.
24?
And I'm already hurting." I said, "Excuse me.
24?
I am 10 years older than you. And I don't even moan and groan that much when I get up
Zach,
out of bed."
This shirt is older than he is, I can assure you. I remember when I bought this shirt. It was an IOU. I think I got it at the county seat. And the people watching the video, like Jimmy, appreciate him watching. You can see this shirt I'm wearing. You can't buy IOU shirts anymore. How long has county seat been out of business? This shirt probably is from, I would estimate 96.
96?
So this shirt is older than he is.
So
I think it's held up pretty well, because this is one of my favorite shirts. I get a lot of compliments on it, so I'm wearing it a lot.
Right.
I do wash it in the general cycle. I'm very careful, because these shirts are hard to get.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this shirt is older than he is.
Yep.
And it's sitting against my back, and, I mean, I hope he's okay. I don't want to trivialize the situation.
Right. But he's sleeping right now. I think he had to work the overnight last night, so... It just shocked me that he said, "I'm 24 years old and my back's already hurting."
I guess it's kind of relative, too. It's like you expect there to be some aches and pains, and as you get older, you kind of take them for granted.
Yeah.
But I see, just stay active.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a couch potato type. You know, I do enjoy my rest. I enjoy sitting in bed watching TV and listening to the radio. But I like to be active. You know, if I don't go to the gym, I get mad at myself. I don't take a walk and stretch the muscles out. I blame that on myself, and you need to do that. I mean, you're a father, Zach. You do multiple different tasks, and you're always looking at the weather, so you're certainly someone who stays active. I don't see you as wanting to sit in one place for more than a few minutes.
I wish I could sit in one place for even getting through an entire movie on Netflix with my wife. There's something that I'm getting
and,
up
you know,
to
I'm
do.
Gonna, yeah, I'm going to be... dining with a friend after the show. All I've had today is like 3 cups of coffee, so if I'm more fidgety than normal, I mean, that kind of says a lot. Well, that would certainly be understandable. Want to say hi to Patrick, formerly of the WNCI Morning Zoo, who's watching the video.
Patrick!
You know, if you folks want to call, also Jimmy is watching. He's a regular listener, a very good friend of mine in Columbus, a really interesting dude, as I've mentioned before, someone I'd like to have on the show at some time in the future. I see we have... a crasher to the Adam the Computer Guy
birthday extravaganza.
Radio extravaganza.
Oh no, we're going birthday extravaganza. If we're
so,
gonna...
let me see if I've turned up the right. We call these things pots, but don't get too excited, you stoners out there. They're called. It stands for potentiometer, I believe. So it doesn't stand for that.
Yes.
So don't get too excited, all you stoners out there. They actually are called pots. So Mr. Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza Crasher, let me know if we can hear you okay. Sing a few bars of a song, maybe, and I'll try to guess the song.
Right.
Because you know a lot of these obscure songs I don't know.
Oh, that's unfair.
Because this person here is a walking... You think I'm a walking encyclopedia. He's a walking encyclopedia of hard rock and hair band glam metal from, I would say, mid-80s, which is from before he was born until...
91, 92.
Early to mid-90s. So before we expand on that, and again, we are taking your telephone calls, so feel free to pick up the phone and call us, whether it's a rotary dial phone, a smartphone, a not very smartphone, or maybe your carrier pigeon would like to send a message to the studio. That would be fine also. 740-383-WWGH. That's 9944. Let me ask you there, and this is Brandon Oak, by the way. You probably recognize the voice. He's been on the show from time to time. So, Brandon, you said you really liked the hair band glam metal music from mid-80s, early 90s, and that's hard to believe that that's been 30 years.
It's now considered classic rock.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess that goes in perspective every time you get older. It's like, what is considered... classic rock. To me, I go from the late 60s, I mean, even the Yardbirds, some of the Beatles, early Led Zeppelin, you know, various bands that Eric Clapton was in, up until, you know, the mid to late 80s, when I was still working in broadcasting, and some of the pop rockers, Elton John, for example, if you consider them to be rockers, or you kind of stick with the louder stuff, I think we would agree Fleetwood Mac is a soft rock band, but they certainly are rock. But their music tends to be a little more mellow, more just something you can listen to in the car while you're cruising. But with this hair band and glam metal that you like, Brandon, and I like, I mean, I'm not as big of a fan as you are. And some of the bands, like Britney Fox, we listen to that in the car, and I kind of make fun of them saying that they're as bad as Britney Spears, if not worse.
Well, they're just a cheap, they're basically a cheap knockoff of Cinderella.
Yeah, and Cinderella, one of the, you know, and I love power ballads. I mean, Night Ranger, I would think, maybe the greatest power ballad band in my lifetime, is that's what a lot of their music was, and Cinderella also, and some of the songs by GNR also. Brandon, having been 30 years since you've really been into that kind of music, and you were very young at that time anyway, so a lot of this has been oldies, what has happened to the glam metal? Is there too much production, not a lot of people who really can play a guitar or a bass or sing like Axl Rose or Steven Tyler or Jack Blades? Is there a dilution of talent, or just not enough attention paid to actually playing the instruments and singing, and more just to the computers that can make almost anybody sound good?
I mean, are we talking about back then or now, more or less? Because there's been a resurgence as of late.
So, of late. But you would say between 95 and, let's say, 2010. That's 15 years.
Well, 95 grunge was still kind of out the door, thankfully. As much fun as it was, it's all about the record companies, which, thankfully, most of them don't exist anymore. So I'd say the talent is, they're still there, just it's not the same as it used to be.
But there has certainly been a dilution and a change in the quality of the talent.
Of that sort of, if you, the term hair metal, again, it's a record company term.
Here's a question. Kind of reminds me of the question that we had for Pastor Craig, even though it's a different topic. Kind of the difference between a pastor, a minister, a preacher, and a reverend. There is a lot of overlap and gray areas, and it might depend upon whom you ask. But in this case, let's stick to glam metal and hair metal or hair bands. Is there a difference? I mean, people kind of use those interchangeably, and not all the musicians had the big fluffy hair.
Definitely
it's
not.
It's part of the image, and you're not listening to the hair. You want to hear the guitars and other instruments and the singing. But why was it associated with the glamour, with the makeup, with all the hairspray? Whereas before, I mean, with the Beatles.
But it all started in the 70s.
Yeah. So they kind of transitioned from the Beatles looking very clean cut with the suits and the ties, and then the rock and roll musicians.
Then you have Gary Glitter, David Bowie, and the glam aspect of it.
Having the longer hair and the makeup.
It just kind of went off and it sailed. But I'd say by like 1988, 89, it started to get really, I'd say the cheesy is the best way to put it. It just production value was wonderful, but they were great players, but they were associated with...
Let's look at David Coverdale from Whitesnake, and I think he was in Deep Purple. He comes up
because
he's very talented. I think he's underrated. And I heard him talk about this on the air once. Are people more interested in the way he looks and his hair, or really his music? Because he's a very, very talented musician.
Well,
Gene Simmons
alone.
And the guys from Kiss also. It's like, does their image with the makeup, does that cheapen the quality of the music, or does it enhance it?
With Kiss's case, I mean, yes, they took off the makeup in about 82, 81, just for the shock value, because they were trying to blend in kind of thing. It's just like older bands, like Aerosmith, tried to blend in, which they did quite wonderfully, you know.
Right, and Steven Tyler, we agree, despite his image, and he's still around, you know, he's, what, 70 years old, whatever, very talented as a songwriter and a great singer. He's lost his range, but I mean... 70 years old.
Who do you expect, you know?
but I mean, he's still pretty good. Eric Clapton is in his 70s, still legendary guitarist.
And Bruce Springsteen is also in his 70s now.
Yeah, so many of these musicians have really stood the test of time, let alone the Rolling Stones. I mean, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. It seems like they almost get better with age. They don't look like they did, but they're... in their 20s, but they're still around.
And talk about a solid band. I mean, those guys have been together at least 50-plus years. Not many bands nowadays can say that.
And I think this came up, too. You kind of think of Mick Jagger as being the main guy at the Stones. And, you know, Zach, you can chime in. I think, you know, you kind of like... you kind of like different kinds of music, and mm-hmm. you like a lot of the oldies, as we would agree. Mm-hmm. You know, what's an oldie to you, what's an oldie to me might vary, but you would certainly take something from the 70s or 80s over some of today's so-called talent.
Oh, yeah.
And I do use the word so-called very strongly. Keith Richard is a very underrated guitar player. You don't often realize the variety that Eddie can play. Plus, he can sing, too. So, anyway, with Aerosmith, I mean, like with a lot of these bands, you think of the lead guitarist, you think of the vocalist, and how they kind of go together. Often how they sometimes conflict with each other. So that can happen, too. But it's all part of the image. But are you kind of with us, Zach, that music may be making a resurgence, but it may have peaked in its quality and ability to listen. Maybe right around just after you were born.
Yeah, I believe that when it comes to music, when auto-tune was created, that's when everything started going downhill.
Yeah, we're talking about music with Zach Fuller and Brandon Oak as we, among other things, celebrate the life of Mr. B.J. Thomas. Brandon, we've never really talked about this. I know you like many kinds of music. Are you a B.J. Thomas fan? I mean, I'm a pretty big fan.
I'm actually pretty unfamiliar with it. I'm sure I've heard his stuff on the radio, but not familiar with the name alone.
He passed away a couple days
yes.
ago. He had advanced lung cancer. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head is one of his mm-hmm. most well-known songs. And you may have heard called the Gucci Gahu or Uga Chugga version of Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede. You may know that
oh,
song.
Oh, that I know.
That's his song. It was a cover of his song. And it's a unique situation where when the song was remade, I find myself liking both versions probably equally. And in this case, a song was covered well, even though the arrangement and the actual mood of the song was quite different. And it's sometimes cool when they do that, because sometimes you hear a new arrangement of a song and it sounds almost the same. It's like, what is the difference? And that's all part of the fun of being a fan of music. Well, Zach, let me ask you, are you a B.J. Thomas fan like I am?
Yeah, so I actually, I really liked his, what's it called? Another Somebody.
Hey, Zach, that was the longest title of a song ever to be number one.
Yeah.
How's that for Mr. Wise Guy with his music trivia? Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of songs are about somebody doing somebody wrong. So it kind of fits. It's like, it's almost sarcastic. It's like, just play another one, because that's what all these songs are about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so just go ahead and play one, just for the effect. You might as well just make it hurt even more than it already does. So,
right.
Yeah, think about B.J. Thomas is, like Olivia Newton-John, Ann Murray, and others, he transcended, Kenny Rogers, certainly, he, I guess, transcended or combined so many different genres.
Yeah.
He added an R&B flavor to a country pop kind of a sound, and what a unique voice.
Yeah.
And we do celebrate his legacy, and also we lost Gavin McLeod over the weekend. That was very surprising. I did not know he had been ill. He was 90, and he has certainly a second and third degree connection to the station. He co-starred with Ed Asner on Mary Tyler Moore Show, a groundbreaking show about a career woman and a bunch of characters at her office and at her apartment. And Ed Asner is on with Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars, a lot. And so kind of a second or third degree connection. Plus, as you know, Zach, I imagine you watch The Love Boat. I see you kind of as a Love Boat guy. He was the star of The Love Boat, the captain. Mm-hmm. And as you know, many of the people that are on The Love Boat are stars of TV and the movies, and sometimes even singers. Sonny Bono, I mean, he's a multi-talented guy, but he was on at least one show. People from TV and movies from the past, kind of reviving their careers, seeing what they're up to, what they look like, and those are the same people that you often see Scott Spears as having on the radio with him. Pat Carroll kind of comes to mind when I saw her on The Love Boat. So definitely miss two of my personal favorite celebrities. Kind of a sad way to close out May, but they both lived a long life and will have a legacy that will last indefinitely. Any thoughts on Gavin McLeod, Zach? I mean, you're a little young to have watched Mary Tyler Moore, at least when it first came out, but it would have been in syndication. And The Love Boat, it's just cool to see all those actors and actresses come back on TV and just kind of makes you realize how much you like them.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my mom watching The Love Boat, and I really wasn't into it. I'll be honest with you.
Didn't like The Love Boat, but you've heard of it.
Yeah. You know, I really haven't paid too much attention, but that's just me. I'll be honest with you. I do 500 million other things. That's why I'm called the Zach of all trades.
Okay, well, that's good. So, just checking, but
yeah.
You ever watched The Love Boat, Brandon?
I have, but where I'm most familiar with Gavin McLeod was on Match Game at least once or twice.
Yeah, and some of the Maritella Moore people were on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, with Match Game, you probably know this, Charles Nelson Reilly, a regular on the Match Game, he was considered for the role of Murray on Maritella Moore. And actually, they wanted Gavin McLeod as Ed Asner's character, Mr. Grant, but he kind of figured he was better as Murray, and Charles Nelson Reilly was not on the show. But that would have been very different to have Gavin McLeod, a much less crusty kind of a person than Ed Asner, and a different character with Charles Nelson Reilly as the news writer.
So, what's next? Who's the co-star? Brett Summers?
Yeah, they were definitely people with good rapport on the Match Game. So just talking about some retro TV and music here on the Talking Place on the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza. Feel free to chime in, 740-383-9944. That is the telephone number, or as the youngins say, the digits.
Digits.
I'm less of a youngin every year when we have this event, but at least I know all the lingo. I know how to say digits.
Now, did you know that Samuel E. Wright passed away about a week ago now? Do you remember who he was?
He was not one of the Wright brothers.
No, maybe not the Wright brothers.
Maybe he had a brother, but it wasn't the Wright brothers, the ones from Dayton.
Right, not him. He was actually the voice of Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, The Little Mermaid, starring the voice of Pat Carroll.
Pat Carroll,
a frequent
too.
Visitor to the Scott Spears radio program.
Yep.
And again, on at least one episode of The Love Boat, and on a famous episode of Maritella Moore, where she played a grumpy hospital patient.
Right.
One of the most famous Maritella Moore episodes.
But yeah, he passed away on the 25th of May, so I kind of had to Google search. Google's my best friend.
Yeah, we just always appreciate the legacy of people and what mark they left on their field.
Mm-hmm.
As I knew B.J. Thomas had been ill, but I was hoping he was doing better and just got the sad news over the weekend.
Yeah.
But again, his music was such an influence, and I like singing his songs at karaoke. I certainly don't have the voice or presentation that he does. As I say, I have a talking voice, not a singing voice, but I certainly try. And, you know, Gavin McLeod also, miss him greatly, good actor. But, you know, with the magic of streaming TV and VCRs, DVDs, and even Scott Spears and his celebrity interviews, you can relive the career of these people and the people that they co-starred and otherwise performed with. So,
yeah,
we like to think that we can continue to honor them. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, broadcasting many different ways. If you have a Amazon Alexa like I do or similar kind of device, be sure to install the TuneIn app, and then you can say, Alexa, play WWGH 107.1, and voila, Alexa will play it. You can, of course, listen the old-fashioned way on your transistor radio, on your fancy, well, they don't say hi-fi anymore, but your hi-fi, which might also be in a house with a lot of Wi-Fi, and you can listen on the air frequency modulation, which is what FM stands for, which also stands for fantastic and magical radio, and a few other things, 107.1 megahertz on your dial. You can, of course, listen on your computer. Just go to our website, WWGH1071.com, click on the Play Now triangular button, and, of course, if you have a smartphone, or at least a phone that has an IQ bigger than its shoe size, download the TuneIn app and search for WWGH 107.1, and you can listen that way. Many different options for your listening pleasure. A lot of things coming up at the station in the month of June. Our anniversary show, which will be next week, and lots of guests of the Scott Spears morning program. Definitely want to mark your calendar for these events. Check our Facebook page. Become a fan if you are already not a fan. I think that made sense. WWGH Radio. And, of course, be sure to view our website for not only the ability to listen online, but archives of previous shows and information about our hosts and hostesses. Speaking of hostesses, one of the longtime radio hostesses in Marion is the lovely Linda Sims. And she will be having Scott Scherzer, the mayor of Marion, on between approximately 4:30 and 5 p.m. today. Glad to have a member of city government on with Linda. Definitely want to listen to that, as she's an excellent interviewer. And, of course, they'll be happy to accept any questions that you might have. If you do miss that program, you can go to our website, wwgh1071.com, and listen in the archives. Now, Brandon, you're always a person with many things to talk about. Anything you wanted to talk
you
about here.
No idea.
Live on the air. I have no idea whatsoever. Did you want to talk more about music? Did we kind of exhaust the discussion about the hair bands and some of the transition in music in your lifetime?
Now, you do know that Jefferson Starship is supposed to be here in Marion.
Why? Did they build the city?
They built this city.
On rock and roll.
That's one of those songs where you love it or you hate it.
I despise it. Because it was so... if you look back in the 60s where they came from, and then they go on to blend into the 80s pop, it just... I can deal with... What was the song from Mannequin?
Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Yes, I can deal with that one.
Aren't
but
you surprised
but
that
we
I built
this city? No,
Google
you
hole,
didn't.
Off my brain.
You built it on the record companies. You built it on, you know,
now,
fluff.
My understanding is that they were Starship because of some internal struggles.
And then they changed the name Jefferson Starship, or Jefferson Airplane, then Jefferson Starship. And
right.
Then they just Starship, and then boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, Mickey Thomas and Grace Slick.
She is one of the... I think she's alive, thankfully. One of the oldest female rock singers still alive.
One of the greatest.
If not only the oldest.
Greatest female voices, from kind of psychedelic to just mainstream.
Kind
rock,
you know, like
great voice.
Janis Joplin and Stevie Nicks. Again, these are, with Janis is obviously gone, but she has that kind of that repertoire, so to say.
Yeah, one of the great female rockers. So many of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, Starship, whatever they're called,
mm-hmm.
like Fleetwood Mac, had a great way of combining the male voices with the female voices, and some underrated instrumental talent also. And a lot of the issues with Fleetwood Mac is they would kind of go back and forth between going out with each other, kind of back, and they would often sing songs about their relationships.
That's Fleetwood Mac's whole
and they had,
album.
Yeah, all these great great musicians.
Greatest hits.
Yeah, Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks, two of the greatest female instrumentalists ever. And they're more of a soft rock band. I mean, a band you would play on a rock and roll station, but they aren't loud, like Aerosmith or most of Led Zeppelin songs or Ozzy Osbourne.
A very trippy band, so to say. I mean, especially in the early days, but when those, they all joined, it was...
Right, and they're...
mix of wonderfulness.
Right, their album Rumor is one of the biggest albums of all time.
And Stevie's solo career is amazing as well.
Yeah, and kind of look at her almost like Glenn Frey of the Eagles, where arguably he was bigger as a solo artist with his movie songs.
As with Joe Walsh from
the
Eagles.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and the James Gang. I would say he was only with the Eagles on some songs, so he's more of a soloist. But his great guitar playing and singing, his legendary style of guitar, you can tell it's him playing, and no one else really can play that same way. He's left a mark on this, this hard rock, but not super hard kind of music that he's known for.
It's like Stevie's voice. You instantly recognize who you're singing.
And you just hear her voice versus Christine McVie, and you can think, well, this is the person who's singing, but sometimes they kind of go back and forth, and they sing together, mm-hmm. like at the Eagles, Don Henley and Glenn Frey.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking about these great soft rock bands, we talked about the hair bands and the power ballads. Zach, you a fan of these great soft rocking bands, the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac.
Eagles,
you appreciate
Fleetwood
the great
Mac,
vocals of
Steely Dan.
You know, Journey. I mean, I've done karaoke myself before, and Journey or every once in a while I'll dig into some Bon Jovi, but don't be laughing.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I'm not the biggest Bon Jovi fan myself, Brandon. I would agree. You know, Richie Sambora.
It works, but
yeah. He's a good guitar player. But you know, I would say John Bon Jovi. I'm not the world's biggest fan, but I can certainly say he sings better than I do. That isn't really hard, though.
Well, you know, it is what it is. It's like, okay.
So you like that arena rock sound of Journey, then? So.
Yeah, the arena rock.
Like Asia too is a big arena. Yeah,
Asia.
Band.
As yeah. I've talked,
they're
about
bigger them, than they, you know.
They did their first concert at my college. That's, I think I told you that, Brandon. So
jealous.
Kind of known for that. They did their first concert at the college where I attended to, long, long time ago. We had Santana. I saw 38 Special. They were really good. So we have a lot of good concerts.
Jealous at that point.
So you're a 38 Special.
Oh, it's good. I wouldn't say Southern rock, but it's good. You know, it's in the middle of between that.
Yeah, they had better success when they went a little more mainstream. Their mellow song, Second Chance, was their biggest hit, I believe, as they were kind of an album rock, you know, called AOR, album-oriented rock band, where you can play music that wouldn't necessarily be a hit. But they had a good hook, like a Journey song, an arena rock.
Or Survivor is another AOR band. You know.
Right, and you know, I would not say that my favorite song is Eye of the Tiger. I like The Search.
Oh, they have much better songs.
I like The Search is Over. I like an early song they had called Poor Man's Son that you may not hear quite as often, but excellent musicians.
And REO Speedwagon, another AOR band.
Another,
wonderful.
Yeah, the AOR band that is mellow enough to be played on adult contemporary, they call it, a soft rock kind of a station. And, you know, many of their songs that I like, Tough Guys from High Infidelity is a favorite. One of my favorite songs to sing at karaoke is "Roll with the Changes," which was a top 100
of their first
early song.
You Can Tune a Fish, but not with the album. Yes.
Yeah. So with these bands, you don't always like their big hits, but you recognize their talent. And you know, with Survivor, I believe "Eye of the Tiger" was from a Rocky movie, a huge movie, which certainly catapulted its success.
And they had two different singers as well.
Yeah, and it. And one of the singers, remember, was doing those Bud Light commercials.
And the one had a Starbucks as well.
Yeah, so these singers have certainly had a plethora of diverse tasks to keep them busy and put some money in their pocket, which is the goal if you're a musical person. As we close out this radio program, and, you know, my mama always said, time flies when you're having fun, about a minute and 30 seconds left. Any final parting words from Zach?
Yeah, so... Brandon and I were actually just looking this over, and we've come to realize that right here at the end of the program, we try to stump Adam with his trivia.
Okay, we have a minute and ten seconds, so just like we did a couple shows ago where you did not stump the DJ, let's go ahead and see if we... Don't make it too hard, guys. Remember, 73 to 87. See if you can stump the DJ, if he's really the wise guy that he thinks he is.
I'll give you a hint. It's between 78 and 79.
Well, then it's probably disco. I know how much you love disco. And you're a big Bee Gees fan, Brandon.
All right, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to read you two lines from the
48
song.
Seconds.
Here we go. There are times that you feel you are part of a scenery. All the greenery is coming down, boy.
Oh, I it's on the tip of my tongue, Zach. Give me a couple more lines.
Okay. And then your wife seems to think you're part of the furniture. Oh, the peculiar, or it's peculiar.
Your wife seems to think you're a part of the furniture. I can sing it, but I'm trying to think of what the song is.
She used to be so nice.
I am just so close.
Did we get him? On his birthday, we're going to mark this down. On his birthday.
Go ahead and sing a couple more lines, Zach, because I know this song. It's on the tip of my tongue. We'll preempt a few seconds here.
We'll go back to the beginning. So you think you're a Romeo playing a part in a picture.
Oh, Take the Long Way Home by Supertramp.
Bam!
Okay, there we go.
There we go, folks. Just needed 10 extra seconds. We'll attribute that to a senior moment. Thank you for listening, boys and girls and everybody else. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
On Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely.